Ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft began operating across upstate last summer. But according to Erie County's Stop DWI office, there were 666 DWI arrests during the first quarter of 2018, a 2% increase compared to the same period last year. So Commissioner of Central Police Services Jim Jansiewicz says before people go out celebrating, they need to have a plan.
It's that simple. Have a plan. Talk about it with the others that you're going to be out celebrating with, how you're going to get home, whether it's ride sharing, whether it's a taxi service, whether it's one of the other tools that are out there, whether it's a designated driver, whatever it is, have a plan, talk about it, and stick to the plan. Be responsible.
That message is being echoed by Bronte Williams, who lost her 21-year-old son, Jeray, to a drunk driver on the Kensington Expressway in 2013. Williams, a member of the county's victim impact panel, says she tells her story because she wants to make a difference, and most people can't imagine what it's like to have a loved one killed by a drunk driver.
And that's why I do what I do, to really put a face to it so you can see that it's a family, it's people, it's humans, you know, it's somebody real. It's hundreds of people being affected, by one senseless act.
County Executive Mark Poloncar says he's disappointed in the increase, but Poloncar says it's too early to know what impact ride-hailing may have on DWIs. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.